Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, How to Give Pain to Your Enemy. Epictetus, being asked how a man should give pain to his enemy, answered, by preparing himself to live the best life that he can. Epictetus. How often have we been upset with somebody and wished ill on them? Maybe somebody said something unflattering about us, and we pointed out all of their faults to show that they were worse than us. What if instead of looking for ways to bring that other person down, we looked for ways to make ourselves a better person? For example, if somebody called you greedy and selfish, wouldn't a better way to counter their argument would be to work harder at being more generous? If they called you arrogant, learning to be humble. If they said you were short-tempered, learning to be more patient. Say that you wrote a book and a critic wrote a scathing review about it. Rather than trashing your critic and defending yourself and trying to find ways to bring them down, wouldn't the sweeter revenge be to write an even better book? Wouldn't that be the ultimate in-your-face move? The thing is, you should always be striving to be a better person anyway. But if using something like disproving the opinion of your enemy gives you the motivation to be a better person, then I say use it. And in working to become a better person, you'll reach a point where their opinions really don't matter. Now, what if our political leaders, rather than trying to tear down their opponents with angry rhetoric, worked harder at proving them wrong by becoming better people? Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Rather than spending time tearing down those that oppose you, use your energy to improve yourself, and you'll not only become a better person, but prove your enemy wrong at the same time. And that, my friends, is the sweetest revenge. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.